This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I don't know what is the Aston Villa policy. I don't know the ideas. I know because I work in football. I can analyze the squad and the team of Aston Villa, and I think they deserve to fight to reach the Champions League. They have very good players and they have a top coach.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. I'm David Michael, the editor of MyOldManSaid.com, and joining me to discuss all matters Seagull-related, Mr. Chris Bird. Welcome.
Hello, sir. How are you doing? Are you over the Olympiacos defeat yet?
No, I'm still angry about that.
No,
one.
I'm still angry as well, yeah. The venom will remain until we get through.
I can play Torres, and if he's fit for the bench, he's fit for the game. I still can't believe that decision. It's cost us. Longley gave away. Wait, he was responsible for the first goal, and also he pulled the player's shirt that disallowed Bailey's goal. So,
and gifted him the corner that the penalty came from.
Yeah, it's pretty much backfired spectacularly, that. And when you've got your number one out who dictates the play, then the second player that dictates the play is Torres. If you take both of them out, have an unsettled centre-back partnership is not exactly helping your backup keeper. But we've been over this ground in a show reacting to the Olympiacos loss, but the wound still runs deep. Avoidable. As always, this episode of the My Old Man Said podcast is sponsored by Green King Sport, where football is more than a game. The league season is entering the business end and Green King Sport venues are showing every single televised Aston Villa fixture over the run-in. With more than 900 sports pubs across the UK, it doesn't matter where you're based, you can catch every single minute of the action. Football is best enjoyed with your mates, so if you're not at the ground this month, get a text in the group chat and head to your local Green King Sports venue to catch the game. Don't forget to download the Green King Sports app to enjoy exclusive competitions and discounts whenever there's a game on. Back to business. Fourth place that no other team wants, so Villa might as well take it. Spurs, three losses on the trot now after their defeat at Chelsea. I can't see them doing this, can you? I mean, they're at Anfield next and they play Manchester City. Villa playing a team that has more injuries than us. I mean, they have been ravaged. There's like eight players that potentially could be a first 11 out.
And of course, when they sold their two best players last season, of course.
Yeah, they're a team that, I mean, home, they've still been reasonably decent. I mean, until the visit of Manchester City and Arsenal in recent weeks, they'd only lost one game at home. I mean, they've lost their cutting edge. So 7 wins, 6 draws. Then now they've lost 3. But before recent weeks, they'd only lost one. Familiar story with Brighton historically over the last few years is for all their progressive build-up play, they've always lacked that finisher. And, you know, obviously they found a young guy in Ferguson. He's been injured. So Welbeck's come back out of retirement to
to still play going up strong. Front.
Pedro, he's actually their top scorer with 8, but he's, you know, he's not battle ready for the Premier League in terms of being your main man. But we'll get into that. Now, this is the second game where, in the best case scenario, we'll be missing Martinez and Tielemans. It's also, I think, as far as I'm concerned, the easiest game we've got left of the season.
You would think so on current form, yeah.
If you can win this, also, I've had the mark of 70 points as what will clinch us fourth place, and you will achieve that by winning this game. So there, that's all you need to know, really. This is going to be a quick show. I've still got a backlog of shows to put out, including a post-Olympiacos game. This game, it's because Brighton have had so many injuries, they have suffered. I mean, in current last six form, they are one above Sheffield United. They've had 2 draws. They've got 2 points from the last 6 games. They are on the beach. A season with optimism after last year where they got into the Europa League. They've got now got a manager, I think, whose agent's desperately trying to find him the best way out. I think he's races run at Brighton, wouldn't you say?
It could well be. You're thinking, obviously, he had so much credit in the bank from his, you know, deservedly last season. Brighton had kind of become a lot of people's sort of favourite other team to watch, and they were, you know, very nice on the eye and
even
all
Pep
of that.
Was and you giving thought, them, you know, the big up as well.
Yeah, he was, and he sort of was sounding him out as almost like the heir apparent for him.
Yeah.
But in some, you know, you lose that many players, and Brighton did it last year with a relatively small squad of, and they had some really, really good players. You know, you take Casado and Alexis McAllister out of that team, and they'd already lost Cucurella, of course.
Well, Brighton were doing really well at last season. At the end of last season, they had big injuries, but some of their young players, you know, we're talking teenagers, were stepping up and really turning it on. And, you know, this is a thing that Villa haven't really got. There's a bit of a gap now. They've sold off a crop of... They've got good money for players that I don't think necessarily would be able to come in and perform at a level where Villa are, let's say, a top 6 team.
No, not at all. No.
So I think we're a bit behind. We're still a few seasons away from generating the kind of backup that you kind of want, where if you have got a bit of an injury crisis, you can slot, you know, one or two players in, giving them valuable experience, but actually they're at the level where they are contributing and they're getting you excited about the future. We've spent a lot of money. We've spent it in terms of the youth players. We've spent it on, let's say, a few seasons ahead. We're getting in the 16-year-olds.
Yes. Players like Ferguson, yeah, they're almost like he was ready. And we saw him last year. He's a big lad, isn't he, for a young guy. And he's a handful and can finish, and, you know, a really good prospect. Obviously, he's had I think he had an operation a couple of weeks ago, and it's obviously a season-ending injury. And they've had guys like Matoma, who was massive for them last year. He's had a terrible back injury, and other, you know, other big players. They've really been, you know, when your squad isn't the biggest anyway, and they've had to deal with Europe earlier in the season, which I thought they actually gave it a really good go at, certainly in the group phase of the...
Yeah, they had a bit of a stodgy start, but they recovered to get through. And then, you know, by the time they played Roma, they had too many players missing to really, you know, to really have any chance in that tournament, as obviously the knockout rounds intensified. I mean, last season, the young guys kept them going until the end. This season, I think they've just been battered by injuries too much. Obviously, as you said, selling 2 of their linchpins. Mm-hmm. And then, I think Matoma was like the last straw. When he got injured, they've won, like, I think it was against Forest, they won 1 out of the last 9. And I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back. And they've been in free fall since then. Villa, I don't know, after the chaos of Olympiacos, where they didn't have control at all, if they get control of this game early doors and set the tone, they should get a positive result. And I don't know if you'd consider a point enough.
I just think with the way the last sort of 7 days have gone, with the Chelsea performance, not so much the result. I thought the result in the end was actually a positive step forward. And then obviously the Olympiacos one. Villa generally do have a reaction, and we've seen that throughout the season. You do really need one now. You want to go to Olympiacos off the back of a good performance and a positive result. And if if Liverpool help you out and you can get the job done for top four, all the better. You know, use that confidence, and you know, you can sort of feel that, well, at least if you've maybe got one of your objectives all but over the line, or definitely over the line, you know, you can go to Athens and say, do you know what, we're in a position now where we can throw the absolute kitchen sink at this one, and we don't have to worry about the rotation off the back of it in the next game.
Yeah, because I'm not a big fan. I think if you're in the semi-final, you're playing your best team, no excuses, and like, it cost us big time. I mean, I may have already mentioned that on this show, and the Olympiakos reaction.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
One eye on the Olympiakos game, and obviously this one, is that the second half of the season, Villa's away form has been better than the home form, and we do have the fourth best away record. And
playing away sort of suits us at the moment, I think.
It does. And I mean, in terms of the last six away games, we've won four, drawn one, lost one. Only the two teams really going for the title, Arsenal and Manchester City, have got a better record because they've won five, drawn one instead of that loss. So that said, now we're going to be stress tested in terms of our away form, and it has to really dig us out. I mean, not only digging us out of a hole in the semi-final, but I think if you beat Brighton and it's our best chance of 3 points in the remaining games, then you're setting yourself up. 70 points, I think, is my marker to get this job done. I can't see Spurs suddenly winning out and it's job done. Do you think it affects if we wrap it up, the top four, before Olympiakos, or do you think players might consider it's beach time and hey-ho, it's, as Jacob Ramsey once said, it's only the Europa Conference League? Or do you think it's completely irrelevant at this stage?
I think you want to put in a good performance regardless of Sunday. You want to actually go there off the back of a good performance and maybe take a little bit of the pressure off yourself. Because all of a sudden, there is the potential, of course, if the weekend didn't go well, that you'd then be entertaining Liverpool off the back of a semi-final, regardless of the result,
yeah,
with a bit of pressure on you to get the job done at home to what is still on their day a very good side, albeit a side that's raised his run a little bit. But if they turn it on, they can beat anyone.
Put it this way, I'm a quite relaxed in terms of expectations in this for this Brighton game, and Palace away on the last day, it's a much harder game than this, because I think Palace are firing at the moment.
They're playing well at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah,
and they've got players who can really hurt you. I think a lot of the players you look at Brighton, who would traditionally be the ones who you look at and go, they can hurt us, they can hurt us, they can hurt us,
they've got a style, and they're a bit more direct, and a bit similarities a little bit in how they play in terms of their attacking half to Olympiakos a little bit.
Yep.
And that kind of mould of team, that high energy, good movement up front, that tends to hurt us and, well, basically presses us and can, let's say, make us a bit uncomfortable under the collar. How do you see Villa shaping up in light of Tielemans, in light of obviously playing a game stuck in the middle of a European semi-final? Do you think Aubameyang starts, for example, alongside Luiz, and McGinn might play further forward?
Maybe. Yeah, I wonder if Duran might come in. And I do also wonder if Torres comes back in, which I think he will. I do wonder if either Konsa moves out to fullback, or if Konsa gives way for Carlos. and there's just a little bit of rotation in the back line again. I hope we don't, but I can see us potentially doing that. Further forward, I just think you're so depleted in your options. I think if Tielemans was fit, you'd play him, albeit you're probably going to want to rest him for obviously the European game, but there's not a lot we can really do. It's like these guys have got to get through the games right now until you can get sort of Moreno back and Zaniolo. Maybe Zaniolo needs a little bit of game time, I don't know, but there's not a lot we can change in the forward line, really.
Well, as you say, you could start with Duran alongside Watkins. You could go for Zaniolo. I mean, you've got the movable parts are the Duran situation, then you've got Rodgers, Bailey, DRB, Zaniolo, and you're picking, what, 3 from 5 there?
Pretty much. Because Watkins will play in this one.
Yeah, and I think you're one from Bailey or Diaby will definitely play as well, as they tend to.
If possible, you'd really like to have Martinez available for this one, even if he's not necessarily 100%. If you can get him to a point where he can play, just because the confidence he gives you.
I mean, I think there's an outside chance, isn't there? But I'm not...
I don't think Tielemans will play in this one, but yeah, Martinez, maybe. We shall see, of course.
Yeah, I'm not totally bothered about Martinez in this game. For me, it's more about, if he's not fit for Athens, then we're fucked 100%. Go on record saying that. In terms of the Brighton threat meeting, well, most of the threats are injured, so that's the good news. They're now starting up front with 33-year-old Danny Welbeck.
Who still can be a handful.
Yeah, he's done reasonably well against Villa. I mean, he scored 4 goals from 18 starts in the league this season. He's come off the bench 7 times. Their top scorer, as I mentioned, the young Brazilian Pedro, who is still a man in the making, I think. Oh, he's 22, but he has started 16 games, come off the bench 12, so that gives you an indication he's more not nailed down, even this kind of injury-depleted team, a nailed-down starter. But he has scored 8 goals. When you consider 16 starts, 8 goals, that's not too bad at all, because I was thinking, you know, their top scorer, they haven't even got anybody in the double figures, but you think Ferguson's been out a while.
Mm-hmm. But and Matoma's been out for a while as well, hasn't he?
I mean, Ferguson has started 15 games, came off the bench 12, and he scored 6. So yeah, I suppose Pedro's played around 400 minutes more, so it probably evens itself out a little bit there. Pascoe Gross.
He's probably the danger man, I would say.
Yeah, in terms of the men they've got left, I mean, he leads their assists double figures. He's got 10, so he's like the prime mover, I would say, that's left. As I said earlier on, Matoma's injury, I think, was the straw that broke the camel's back in terms of, I think, they're finishing in the bottom half this year after obviously having a great season last season.
Yep.
Going through the injuries, I mean, just, you know, you look at the back line, Van Hek might be there. Estupiñán injured, Lamptey, their speed demon, injured as well. Obviously Matoma, Hinchel Woods out, Marsh, decent player, also out. Milner, injured as well, he's out, and you know he was a useful utility player.
Well, Enofte's a good player, he'll probably be in the squad. I don't know whether he'll start or not, though.
And then obviously you've got Ferguson's injured, so completely different look. But they, you know, they've got a system, they're no slouches, they will have a lot of possession still. But again, I think this is easier than the Palace away game, certainly easier than a Liverpool game. So if you're putting points on the board, this is the one.
I think it has to be. It's, you know, you're looking for, obviously, the response from, as I said, the previous two matches. You really want to be professional and sort of treat this one similar to that, the Bournemouth game at Villa Park, where, you know, it can be a tricky game, but you should be getting over the line in this one if you are.
Well, the situation
is, top 4 contender you think you are.
We've beaten them in the last 5 games, and I think each of those Brighton teams were better than the one they'll put out against us this weekend. That's my prognosis of this situation. So we don't seem to have an issue with De Zerbi, even though they can give the best of teams serious issues. So in terms of Mom's pull panel results, I think I'm going to go away win here.
Yeah, I think I will as well.
The only factor is the Olsen factor. That's the one, when I say this is the lesser Brighton team, we've compared to the last 5 wins that we've had over them in the last 5 games, then the only thing that kind of makes you feel Brighton have got a chance is the Olsen factor. Expect Torres to play, so hopefully that will nullify it. But then, yeah, it's just how the back four shuffles. But really, our injuries aren't as bad as theirs. in terms of your first 11. Our first 11 is still a good first 11. It's just we don't really have that much dynamic options in game. Wouldn't say we're limping over the line here, but Brighton are shot through compared to where we are. They're in a worse state than us, so we shouldn't be feeling sorry for ourselves. So we'll just go there, win, and I think that's the league season done and dusted in terms of what we need to do.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. And if Liverpool get the job done, it's officially done, which would be great.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.